Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shir in Svasemes for the All Parsha app. The Pasuk in our Parsha, Parshas Ekev, tells us in Moshe Rabbeinu's speech to Klal Yisrael that when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael before they enter into Eretz Yisrael to conquer the nations living there, Ki Seimer B'Vavecha, when you will say in your heart, Rabbe Magoyim Ma'elim Yemecha, you're going to look at the nations currently living and residing in Eretz Yisrael and say to yourself, Rabbe Magoyim Ma'elim Yemecha, the nations that are living there are greater than me, greater than Klal Yisrael, both in number and in physical strength. Eicha uche l'risham, how in the world am I going to be able to conquer them? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, al tir mehem, do not be afraid of them. Remember the tremendous miracles that the Rabbeinu Shem did when Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. The same Rabbeinu Shem which was able to take a nation which had been beaten into slavery for hundreds of years, has the capability to do nisim and to allow you, Klal Yisrael, to enter into Eretz Yisrael and to conquer nations which are bigger and greater than you, both in physical strength and in number. Rashi on the word, ki seimer b'vavecha, that word ki, which we know has many meanings throughout Tanakh. Rashi says that the word over here, ki, means dilma, means maybe. Ki serma b'vavecha, maybe you're going to say in your heart, Rabba magay ma'ele mimecha, these nations are greater than me. Al tira, do not be afraid. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to preempt the doubts that Klal Yisrael is going to have, the questions that they may ask of Rabba magay ma'ele mimecha. Rashi's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, maybe you're going to have these questions, don't have them. Remember about the great miracles Hashem did, and that will give you the strength and the fortitude not to have these questions of Rabba Magoyim Ha'elam Mecca. Yet the Svasemes, in more than one place in our Parsha, brings down an unbelievable vart from his grandfather, the Heilige Chedusha Rims Chosei Agan Aleinu, and he reads the Pasuk a little bit differently. He reads the word Ki as being af, another one of the translations of what the word ki means. And Zakta Chedushim, ki seimel b'vavecha, af, even when you're going to say in your heart, Rabim Hagoyim Ha'elim Mecca, these nations are greater than us, and these nations are stronger than us, and how in the world are we going to be able to conquer them? Al tira mehem, do not be afraid of them. Explains this Vasemis. What does the Chedushim mean to say? What is Klal Yisrael going to say? And what is Moshe Rabbeinu answering back to Klal Yisrael? Says the Chedusha Rim, ki seimo b'vavecha. You're going to have a moment of weakness. You're going to have a moment of doubt where you're going to be unsure how the Rabbeinu Shlalom is going to allow you and give you the kaiches to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Ki seimo b'vavecha, you're going to have those doubts. And therefore, you're going to be mesupik and going to be doubtful how it's possible for you to enter into Eretz Yisrael, how the Rabbeinu Shlalom is going to give you the strength to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Or perhaps, in today's terms, a person's unsure how they're going to be able to get that job that's necessary to be able to give them the money to be able to pay tuition and put bread on the table. A person's unsure how they're going to be able to find that shidduch, how they're going to have that refuah, that healing that's necessary for them or for a loved one. And a person's unsure and a person starts to doubt for a moment. A person slips and falls in the world of Amunah and Betachin and starts to doubt for a moment, how is it possible that I'm going to be able to get that which I need so badly in order to be able to survive? Ki seimel b'vavecha, even when you say that in your heart, says Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Svasemes, al tira mehem, do not be afraid of them. Explains the Svasemes what the natural tendency of a person is that when a person starts to fall and a person finds that he's becoming weak in Amunah and Betachin, the Yetzirah immediately grabs the person and says, look, your Amunah and Betachin is weak, your connection to Hashem is weak, your belief in Hashem is weak, and therefore you're a person that's not connected to Hashem. There's no way that you're going to be able to get it through your tefillah, through your Amunah and Betachin, and therefore a person falls into the world of Kaychi Ve'aitzim Yadi, it's all me. Says the Svasemes, al tira mehem. If a person has a momentary lapse in the world of Amunah and Betachin, if a person slips a little in the world of Amunah and Betachin and doesn't believe 100%, he starts having seeds of doubt in his mind, how is it possible for the Rabbeinu Shlalom to be able to get me that which I need or that which I desire? Says the Svasemes, al tira mehem. Pick yourself back up and be mechazik yourself in Amunah and Betachin. Don't allow that momentary slip, don't allow that moment of doubt to define who you are and the way you're going to live your life going forward. Al tira mehem. Remember that the same way the Rabbeinu Shem took a nation which was on the 49th level of Tumah out of Mitzrayim, Hashem can take you with your doubts out of that place of doubts, out of that place of suffix, and allow you to start having Amunah and Betachin again. Come back to the Rabbeinu Shem, say, I'm sorry, I had a momentary slip, I had a small lapse in the world of Amunah and Betachin, but I'm back again, I'm re-strengthening myself in the world of Amunah and Betachin. Al tira mehem, says the Svasemes. Don't allow that moment of Suffolk to start to define who you are and the way you're going to live your life moving forward. The Baal HaTanya tells us that when two people are fighting, and one of the people, one of the opponents is stronger than his opponent, and he's physically more capable of winning the fight, yet he doesn't believe in his heart psychologically, he doesn't believe that he's going to win the fight, even though he may have the natural koiches and the natural ability to be able to win the fight. If he doesn't believe he can win the fight, he's automatically going to lose the fight, and his opponent, who may be weaker physically, will be able to conquer him very easily. Says the Baal HaTanya, it works the same way with the Yetzirah. When a person becomes weak and a person starts to give up and a person starts to think, I've already lost the fight, even if you may be stronger than the Yetzirah, the fact that you gave up and the fact that you stopped believing in your abilities will automatically make you lose the fight, even though you may be more capable of winning the fight against the Yetzirah. What does a person need to do? You slip, you fall, you have a moment of weakness in the world of Amunah and Betachin, pick yourself back up. Al tira mehem. Do not allow that moment to define who you are. Do not allow that moment to go forward. And this is such an important lesson for us to remember, that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us at the end of his life, Af ki yomer bovavecha, ki, even when you're going to say in your heart, Rabbi Magayim Ha'ilu Mimeke, even when you're going to have doubts and going to question Hashem, Leisira Mehem, don't think that that means that you've severed your connection with Hashem. Don't think that that means that you're cut off from Hashem. Rather, Al Tira Mehem, pick yourself back up, start to believe again, start to have Emunah Betachin again, beg the Rabban Hashem, daven for Hashem, for Chizik and Emunah and Betachin, and in that way, you'll be able to conquer whatever you need to conquer, be able to get to wherever you need to get to. Hashem should help us that we shouldn't have these doubts, we shouldn't have these sveikas, but when we do have them, we should remember the important lesson of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Sfas Emes, and allow ourselves to be picked back up and go back to the place where we need to go, to believing in the Rabban Hashem, not to be saying, Kaycheh Va'itzim Yadi, it's all me, but to believe in the power of the Rabban Hashem and his ability to be able to get us everything that we need and we desire. Have an amazing Shabbos.